The first question: why every human being is full of problems and unhappy? The first thing, because man can be tremendously happy, the possibility exists. Hence his unhappiness. Nobody else, no animal, no bird, no tree, no rock can be so happy as man. The possibility, the tremendous possibility that you can be happy, eternally happy, that you can be at the top of a bliss mountain creates unhappiness. And when you see around you, you are just in the valley, dark valley, and you could have been at the top of the peak. The comparison, the possibility and the actuality. If you were not born to be Buddhas, then there would have been no unhappiness. So the more perceptive a person is, the more unhappy. The more sensitive a person is, the more unhappy. The more alert a person is, the more he feels the sadness. The more he feels the potentiality and the contradiction that nothing is happening and I am stuck. Man is unhappy because man can be tremendously happy. And unhappiness is not bad. It is the very drive that will take you to the peak. If you are not unhappy, then you will not move. If you are not unhappy in your dark valley, why you should make any effort to climb uphill? It is going to be arduous. Unless the sun shining at the top becomes a challenge, unless the very existence of the top creates a mad urge to reach, unless the very possibility provokes you to seek and search. People who are not very alert, sensitive, are not very much unhappy. Have you seen any idiot unhappy? Impossible. An idiot cannot be unhappy because he cannot be aware of the possibility that he is carrying within himself. You are conscious that you are a seed and the tree can happen. It is just by the corner. The goal is not very far away. That makes you unhappy. It is a good indication. To feel unhappiness deeply is the first step. Certainly, Buddha feels it more than you. That's why he renounced the valley and he started climbing uphill. Small things that you come across every day became great provocations for him. Seeing a man ill, seeing an old man leaning on his staff, seeing a dead body was enough. That very night he left his palace. He became aware where he is. The same is going to happen to me. Sooner or later I will become ill and old and dead. So what is the point of being here before the opportunity is taken back from me? I should attain to something which is eternal. A great desire arose in him to reach to the peak. That peak we call God. That peak we call Kaivalya. That peak we call Moksha, Nirvana. But that peak exists within you like a seed. It has to unfold. So great sensitive souls suffer more. Idiots don't suffer. Dullards don't suffer. They are already happy in their ordinary life, earning a little money, making a small house. Finished. Their whole possibility is only that. If you are aware that this can't be the goal, this can't be the destiny, then a great suffering will enter in your being like a sharp sword. It will penetrate to the very core of your being. A great scream will arise in your heart, and that will be the beginning of a new life, of a new style of life, of a new foundation of life.